I was 40 fucking years old, an empty nester, retired business owner, a free man ready to get out of Montana for a while. In fact, my flight to Scotland left in 4 days. I was supposed to be relaxed in my newfound retirement. I had money and free time, and it was time to enjoy both. Until I got those messages. I always took care of my responsibilities. Always. I couldn't be laid back, relaxed, or leaving the country until this one was resolved. That was why I was pissed as I stomped out of the library and called Ange. No way were my plans being derailed because of this. A woman accusing me of something I sure as hell didn't do. If she wanted something from me, like money, this was the worst way to go about it with me.
Pearson Tree and Landscape Service,
Ange said through the phone in her upbeat and cheerful voice.
Where is she?
I snarled.
Who?
She asked, used to my moods.
Melly Harwood.
Of course, Melly Harwood. I countered, as if I went after crazy women every day. You know well enough I left you at the office 20 minutes ago to track her down. You said she's a librarian. I'm at the library. She's not here. Find her.
How can I find her?
Don't play dumb, I countered. Use your gossip network or tea-spilling club or whatever you call it and find her. Ange humped through the phone, because she couldn't argue with the fact that she could find someone better than a detective or a bloodhound. Horrible jazz saxophone music filled my ear and I winced. How had I made my customers suffer listening to that? Not my problem any longer. Waiting, I paced back and forth across the library's front entry. A woman with one hand leading a toddler and carrying a baby seat with the other approached. I opened the door for her, then went over to the book drop box. I tugged the slot open, shut it, open, shut it. A minute later, she was back.
She's at the vet with her dog, Fred, and...
I don't care about her dog. I'm more interested in her pussy. I muttered, the one I never got in.
What was that?
I sighed, hard. Nothing. What's the address?
She told me.
Thanks, I said. And tell Deke to replace that god-awful hold music. I hung up and cut across town to the Hunter Valley Veterinary Clinic. The landscape company and the hold music were my brother's problems now. The bell above the door chimed as I went inside the clinic. The scent of cleaning products and wet dog made my nose twitch. A 20-something man in light blue scrubs stood from a chair behind the counter. As he saw me approach with all kinds of pent-up aggravation, his eyes widened. He took a slight step back as he tipped his chin back to keep my gaze. That happened all the time. The trouble with being the size of a lumberjack and actually being one. May I help you? A dog barked somewhere in the building. An orange cat jumped on the counter and the guy hooked it with a hand and tucked him into the crook of his arm in a football hold. Melly Harwood? I asked. Room number 3. Finally. I headed down the hall with one mission in mind. Find out what the fuck was going on. I was leaving town, and I didn't need this kind of entanglement or headache. It was deja vu all over again. This time, though, I wasn't 19, and I definitely hadn't had sex with the woman. I didn't bother knocking on the closed door with the number 3 on it and burst in. The action startled the woman who stood in front of a high metal exam table, a tiny dog standing on it. It was smaller than a cat. A Pomeranian? Teacup poodle? I had no clue. Their heads swiveled and their gazes met mine in unison. This was little Melly Harwood? She was a gorgeous redhead, who I'd clearly startled because the hand on the back of the littlest dog I'd ever seen flew to her chest. She stared at me with wide eyes behind dark glasses. Holy shit, she was fucking pretty. Her mouth dropped open, and all that came to mind were filthy thoughts of what I could put between those gloss-coated lips. Her hair was half up, half down, and fell below her shoulders in soft waves. The fiery color contrasted with her pale skin. The only thing similar between the she-vixen I imagined trapping random men and the woman in front of me was that she was little. Little Melly Harwood really was small. I had no idea what I expected, but not her. Not the petite, curvy thing in a pair of snug black pants and a soft forest green sweater. I didn't know much about women's clothing, but I knew the color of the damned forest. A crisp collar of a white dress shirt showed at her neckline, and the bottom peeked out at the sweater's hem as if she was trying to be a little wild. Her outfit was ridiculously conservative for someone in her early 20s, like she shopped at an old lady's clothing store. Somehow, the modest and trim fit only accentuated her curvy figure. How was it even possible that combo was sexy as hell? Since when did I get hard for women close to 20 years younger? Not women. Woman. Her. Melly Harwood? I asked, my voice gruff. The woman blinked behind those glasses as she nodded. Every single inch of her screamed sexy librarian. Shit, she actually was one. That only made my fingers itch and